News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hi, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning. 7:05 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. So I'm here with Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And greetings.
How are you today?
Doing okay.
Well, you know, there's people outside singing on the street now.
Yes, singing on the street. Yes, I wish they were singing.
Bob Martin comes in and says, "This can't be good." I said, "Well, no, it can be good. It's Kids Unlimited. They're going to be rolling.
I think they're
rolling through here. At least I hope so.
Is it that time again?
Must be that time again.
Oh,
okay. Wow. Wait, what's going to be happening today in the way of weather?
Well, Sunday today, the high will be near 96, at least we're out of the triple digits. Overnight low will be around 70 degrees. Tomorrow, though, we kick back up into that three-digit range with a high of 101 and some winds about 10 miles an hour. Currently in Reading, we are at 72 degrees, and the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. You know, veteran-owned business that gives a lot back to our community here. Locally owned and operated, of course, with senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We got a big show today. We're going to be talking mental health.
We got a really big show.
Really big show. Obviously, we're going to have Kids Unlimited. I think, in these, unless they're just singing out here on the street just to make people feel happy, they sound pretty good. We're also going to have a guy by the name of Dennis Hoff. Dennis Hoff is running for senator. Was considering running for senator and taking on Harry Reid. He's a libertarian. He's declared himself independent. He's looking at the libertarian. Okay, what makes him a little bit different? He's a businessman. He owns real estate, gas stations, and all this. But he also owns seven brothels in Nevada.
And I couldn't help. I know.
I couldn't help but see the resemblance or the semblance of owning brothels and running for office, you know, and being elected. I mean, there's so many things to talk about on this, but you know, the main thing I wanted to get, you know, I wouldn't have, you know, I was approached by his when it was press, you know, they send out all the, and they send out you know, these blast email blasts,
writing a book or something,
and I was and so I called the press secretary. And we had a long conversation there. And I just said, you know what, this is going to be interesting. This guy who is a, you know, how do you get in the business? How do you, you know, there's a lot of questions that are, you know, exploitation of women and all these things that need to be asked. But if he's throwing himself out there for questions, let's ask him questions and ask him what's his platform? Why, you know, is it just, I mean, do you actually have a chance to win here? You know? That kind of thing. Anyway, then of course, and then we're coming in with Shasta Mental Health, and we'll be talking about this. You know, we're talking about all this shortage of jail space, which we have. Everybody knows that, and the Board of Supervisors has done nothing about it. Nothing about it. When we had a chance to expand the new jail the new facility we were building, but then you take a look at how many of our residents of these jails have got mental problems, and how many people do we pick up all the time that's got mental problems. Is it maybe the chance? Maybe it's the time, instead of building a jail, is to build a mental facility that can take a lot of these people off the streets. You know, what if you had a place that could hold like 100 people that had mental problems, and we can keep them there overnight, or they could come? You know, I mean, those kind of things where you can help people where they're on their meds and stuff. You know, how much then would the problems drive? Are those people lawbreakers? Are they just ones that the police have to spend so much time on? Are we spending time picking them up, booking them when we could be doing something else? What's the level of mental health care here in Shasta County? I understand it's dropped considerably.
How many people are being put on the streets, speaking of jail space, who really should be behind bars, while there is a strong suspicion that there is something going on? Probable cause, at least.
Okay, big story. Big story.
Man.
Matthew Graham. You know what, and this was even a little... Matthew Graham, the person of interest, the baby Ember's daddy, the person of interest in this, they had no other suspects. They took the ankle bracelet off him. The judge took the ankle bracelet off him and said, hey, wait a minute. If we're charging for this, he doesn't, according to the law, he doesn't have to wear this. Tom Basenko will be on the show tomorrow, by the way, Sheriff Basenko. So it's going to be interesting to get firsthand a lot of these thoughts. But the sheriff was really upset about it. Anyway, Graham was stood by, people stood by him. They said, no, he's not this kind of guy. He's had problems in his life, yes, and all this. But he's not somebody that would have killed that baby. Well, he then stole his mom's gun, ran, hid, carjacked a 2007 GM car from Shasta Lake. GM's got OnStar. They were tracking him into Dunsmuir. Into a quiet suburban street, and a shootout ensued where he was killed. No clue of where baby Ember is. There's the tragedy.
Yeah.
There's the tragedy. And you can't, they didn't, they're pretty sure it was him when they were chasing him. I mean, I never second-guess people when they're getting shot at. But, gosh, I wish there was been a way to surround this guy.
Yeah.
And, just talk him down.
Yeah.
But when he comes out shooting at you, you don't have much of a choice. And all this about wounding people is hooey. It's just hooey. I mean, it's hooey.
Tragedy is we may never know now.
We may never know. There's the tragedy. I talked to somebody that knew this guy, that knew Matthew Graham. Knew him, he was in the office yesterday. Knew him since he was a baby. He said, he was just totally devastated. Everybody knows him. He was just totally devastated because, his family broke up and he started going downhill when he was, younger, got into drugs and all this. But nobody ever thought that this was going to be a result of this. So, anyway, so it was more of a tragedy than just Mr. Graham being killed, though that's a tragedy in itself. It was now baby Ember. They tracked it out to Ono. But they thought they found a pacifier that looked like it belonged to the baby, and it's now being having DNA testing on it when he ran. I know.
I am often reminded of what a friend of mine once said when he said, and the man could very well have been innocent, but the questions remain. But in hard fact, we don't need Hollywood because monsters walk among us every day.
Yeah, they are. That's true. But how many monsters are born that way? How many are turned at some point in their lives? Maybe that's when we need to talk to the mental health guys. Maybe that was out there. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get about 150 kids in here and talk about Kids Unlimited. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, plus their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals. This isn't just in California, my friends. This is in the nation. Shasta Regional, 70 years of great service of treating people well. Can't say enough about them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I know a dark, secluded place. A place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a passing race. It's called Hernando's Hideaway. Ole.
One cares how late it gets.
Not at Hernando's Hideaway, ole. At the Golden Finger Bowl or any place you go. You will meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know. Be free to gaze at me and talk of love.
Just knock three times and whisper low
that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's Hideaway. Okay. Wah, wah, wah.
Meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know.
La, 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 la. la, 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 la.
But if you go to the spot that I am thinking of,
you will be free to gaze at me and talk of love. Just talk three times, and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, and I'm here with Don Hess in Kids Unlimited. If you couldn't tell. Hello, Dawn.
Good morning.
You know, it must be that time of the year again.
It is. July comes around, and here we are.
All right, getting close to the microphone. Okay. That's what we're trying to do is there's only room in here for 20, and we've got 25, and then there's some out in the back there. I'm sorry for the ones that you know are still out there someplace. So Kids Unlimited is going to be here in the Civic Auditorium this weekend.
Yes, with an awesome show called Born to Broadway.
Born to Broadway, okay.
That last number was from the Pajama Game, if you didn't recognize it.
Talking to my microphone here. These are great microphones, as long as we're looking at them, because they're directed for because of radio that we direct straight in there. Tell us about Kids Unlimited.
We've been around, this is our 28th season. We started in 1988 with our first show, and here we are.
You know, some of these people do not look that old. This one right here, it couldn't be more than, what, 25? No. Okay. All right. So 28th season.
28 seasons. We have 150 kids from age 6 through 18. And we go to camp for 6 weeks, practice, rehearse, make our costumes, record our tracks, and then we put on an amazing show.
It is an amazing show, if you have not seen that. It's going to be Friday and Saturday. We have at 7 p.m. and on both nights, and then a 2 p.m. matinee.
That's right, on Saturday.
Okay, so where do all of our talented young stars come from?
They are from all over the county, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot from Reading, but I heard Shasta and Cottonwood coming, you know, raising their hands. And then, and some of them are familiar. They've been in here many times before because they're all... Yeah, they've all been in plays and musicals from their schools, too. I mean, I see their faces.
And probably a lot of them were here last year when we sang.
Well, that's true. That's true, but a lot of them have been in their school productions, too, that have come rolling through here. We'd like to have that happen. Okay, how many kids are in this?
150.
Tell me that's easy to run.
You know what? We've got it down. It runs like clockwork.
Does it?
It is. It's amazing what they accomplish because we break it down into smaller pieces. We have 8 dance teams. We have 5 singing teams. We have drama teams. And then we have classes in art and hip-hop. What are some of the other? Tap. All kinds of different things going on.
That's a good question Bob has. Any second generation?
Yes, actually.
Who in here whose parents have been in this? All right.
That's my grandson, actually.
Oh, it's your grandson. Well, have him step in here. So so you're the second generation for this?
Yeah.
And did you have any choice?
No.
Not to begin with.
He was going to go, no. Okay. But that's true. I mean, but it's obviously if you're... Now, who was in it? Your mom and dad? Or just
dad.
Yeah, my dad.
Your dad was in it. Okay. Now, what's he do now?
He actually works for Universal Precast. He's the
plant manager.
Okay, but he has music in his soul, obviously. And so now you have it.
I think Ryan takes after me.
Oh, yes. Okay. I do.
All right, but somehow he was in it too, huh? Is it your son?
Yeah, way back in the beginning. But I've got other children of former students too. It's
okay.
Fun.
Oh, I bet that is. Well, you know what? If you're in music and you're into entertainment and you're from Reading or Cottonwood or Anderson or you're around here, I mean, there's certain venues you can do. You can use. Okay, so how long do y'all? When did y'all start this?
What did we start? June 10th.
June 10th.
We practiced at Shasta Meadows 5 days a week, 8 a.m. to some of you went until 4:45. Some of the younger students are out at 3:15.
Uh-huh.
So we have 5 weeks of practice at Shasta Meadow, and then we come over to...
Is that 5 days a week?
5 days a week.
So it's kind of like you're having summer school.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel
it's
like
not
school.
Summer school.
No.
Oh, wow. It's summer fun.
Summer fun school.
Summer fun school.
That's the thing.
But it keeps people occupied.
I've trained
him
well.
It keeps 150 young people occupied.
It does.
And off the streets.
And they love it. And then some of my former alumni come back and teach for me, like Adrian. Where are you, Adrian?
Where's Adrian? I see Adrian back there smiling. So
yeah.
Where does Adrian? Come on back. Come on in here, Adrian. Fight your way through. Now, Adrian, how long were you in the Kids Unlimited?
I was in the show for 7 years, and then this is my fourth year teaching.
Okay, so after you graduated from high school, because it goes through high school.
Right.
Where'd you go after that?
Actually, I shot down to Sacramento for a year, and then I came back up for the summer to teach, and I ended up staying.
Okay. Oh, good. So once you get them, you've got them. You've got second generation. Pursuing, you know, at one point, Don, you're going to have like third or fourth generation here.
Maybe I'll be around. Maybe. Yeah. I won't. But we have some that want to come back and teach for me next year.
Okay.
They are the best teachers by far.
Well, sure,
because they
understand
the program and they from both sides, from the student side and then from the teacher's
side.
Then
the teachers can say things like, hey, you think it's tough now.
Yeah,
you should have been here 24 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, we had no air conditioning. And she made us dance on, you know, with no shoes.
Yeah, that's right.
And do sprints. All right. Okay, how do people get tickets?
ReadingCivic.com.
ReadingCivic.com.
Or they can go to the box office right down there at the auditorium.
Okay. And this is a great, if y'all have not seen this Kids Unlimited, they are absolutely fabulous. I mean, it is a nonstop. You get going and it doesn't slow down. And it's going to be on about Broadway, right?
Yes, all Broadway music. It's really, if you haven't seen it, you can't imagine what it's
no,
about.
No, I mean, this is they're really good. I mean, and they're all ages. And you just, once it gets going, I mean, it just starts and it just doesn't stop. And you've got everybody in different parts of it. So you'll see the same people like 12 times.
Yeah.
Even though that how did that little one get there? You know?
Yeah, so, right.
So it's a great, great show. And if you haven't had a chance to see it, please go on down this weekend because this is a good weekend to have it. There's not a lot of stuff going on this weekend except Kids
Unlimited.
And
it's a little cooler than...
That's right. It's going to be a little bit cooler. And plus, the Civic Auditorium has got brand new air conditioners down there.
And it works.
Yeah, tell me about it. Okay, so it's going to be this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., the matinee at 2 p.m.
Right.
You know what? If you practice this hard, you need matinees, right? You need... Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's... How can you work this hard just for two shows?
Exactly.
So this is going to be great. Anyway, okay, you're going to leave us with the song.
Yes, we
all right. are. Don Hess, who has been running that. Have you been in charge of this the whole time?
The whole time.
All, gosh, what? You started when you were, what, seven?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just a teenager.
Now just a teenager. Okay. Kids Unlimited, Friday and Saturday. You can get your tickets down at Civic Auditorium. You can buy them that night, I assume.
Yes, you can also
and
buy them.
And how much
at
are tickets?
Door.
Do you know?
They start at $10.
$10. You know what?
And it's reserve seating.
And reserve seating, $10 is not a better deal in town right here. It's Saturday, Sunday, and a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday. Okay, that's. Knock
Great.
Our socks off. Here,
okay.
If I wore socks.
We're going to, Does anybody have socks on today? No.
We're going to. Okay, we have the third generation, second generation here has socks on.
Socks
right? Okay, all right.
Okay, we're going to do Defying Gravity from Wicked, and our soloist is Skylar.
Get in close, Skylar. There you go.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes. And leap.
It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can't pull me down. I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so.
Some
things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love, I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. I should have tried defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye, I'm defying gravity, and you can't pull me down.
Unlimited, my future is unlimited, and I've just had a vision almost like a prophecy. I know it sounds truly crazy and true the vision tazy, but I swear someday I'll be
up in the sky defying gravity, flying so high defying gravity, they'll never pull me down. So if you care to find me, look through the western sky. As someone told me lately, everyone deserves a chance to fly.
And if I'm flying solo,
at least I'm flying free. To those who ground me, take a message back from me. Tell them how I am defying gravity, flying so high, defying gravity, and to come at them in renown.
And nobody in all of us,
the wizard that there is or was,
is ever gonna bring me
down.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196.
Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Did you hear about Mosley Family Cellar's Zinfandel release party this Saturday?
Zen your dreams.
No, really, it's open to the public and everyone gets wine club pricing. Mosley Family Cellar's will be sampling two new Zinfandels and their gold stripe Zin.
Zen your dreams.
I'm not dreaming. Senior Roses will have food available. It's all day Saturday, July 18th.
Zen your dreams. That's what this great Zin tasting is called. At the beautiful new Mosley Family Cellar's Tasting Room and Winery off Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the former KMS building.
I get it. Zen your dreams. A tasting event.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bod. Yeah, Linda's on assignment this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for any type of jewelry of the finest quality, you'll go to Four Winds Jewelry. State jewelry. Anything you can possibly imagine, any types. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in this whole area is right up here at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across the street from Sierra Gibbs, in that shopping center there. Give them a call at 222-2750 or stop by. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. You know, when we talk to people from out of state and political figures, different types. You know, 1,600 guests we've had over here over the last 5.5 years, and anything that kind of strikes my fancy of people might be interested to talk to on a variety of subjects. And today our guest is Dennis Hoff. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
I'm fine. How's the weather in Nevada there?
A beautiful day. I got the door open, and actually there's 8 wild horses sitting in front of my house right now. They come out of the mountains there by Virginia City, and it's going to be great today.
Well, good. Every day is a great day when you're, you know, kind of looking up instead of, you know, looking down instead of up here.
Absolutely. And when you own the Bunny Ranch, it's a super day.
Well, that leads us to what we're going to talk about today. I got a press release. And, of course, Harry Reid being an interesting character in the when you watch Harry and listen to Harry and, you know, various things, you know, falling off his exercise equipment and all this. But a major force in Nevada politics. I saw where you're running against him, or that you're going, that you've got an exploratory committee and that you're looking at running against Harry Reid.
We go back a long ways with Harry. You know, Harry was raised in the cat houses, the brothels of Nevada and Searchlight Nevada. You know, there was 13 of them at one time, and Harry was as a young kid was running around the brothels. His mommy fed him off the money she made from the working girls doing their laundry. He swam in the swimming pools, and then a few years ago, he turned on us and stood up in front of the legislature the opening day and said, "It's time for the brothels to go away and for Nevada to grow up." And he paused for applause, and nobody applauded. It looked like I'm like, "Are you an idiot? What's wrong with you?" And so I went and did a lot of national media. I went on CNN and gave them all the reasons why the brothel should be here, and why Harry, my thoughts on why Harry was doing this. And I ended it with this. I used the Charlton Heston line: "Harry Reid is going to have to take the keys to the Bunny Ranch out of my cold, dead hands." And it resonated around Nevada and America, to be honest with you, because people thought, "Well, excuse me, the Bunny Ranch has been there 60 years. Prostitution has been a part of our heritage since the 1850s in the gold strikes in northern Nevada. What's the problem? You know, the Bunny Ranch is like church or Walmart. You only go in the door unless you need something. And who are they hurting?" And so even the Republicans, which typically, the way the Republicans support me is by not saying anything. And they came out, the governor, the senator, everybody said, "Hey, Dennis is right, Harry's wrong." And Harry, within 24 hours, would not respond to any press comments on that subject.
Well, let's talk about Dennis Hoff for a minute.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you, where were you from? Are you from Nevada?
Phoenix, Arizona. Born in Phoenix, World War II parents. My father was an Army guy. My mom was a Navy guy in World War, a girl in World War II.
Okay. And the you grew up then in Phoenix?
Grew up in Phoenix. And then I took a vacation in the summertime when it was 2,000 degrees in Phoenix, and ended up going through all from San Diego, which is where all the Phoenix people go on vacation. They call them the Zonies. Went from San Diego all the way up, worked my way up the coast to all the cities, and ended up in Lake Tahoe and Reno, and just fell in love with it and moved up here.
Okay, now you just didn't. Now, for people that may not know who Dennis Hoff is, I believe you own seven brothels.
Seven brothels, a strip club, a couple restaurants. I've got a new Judith Regan book, The Art of the Pimp, Judith Regan published.
Right. Now, you just didn't start like this, though. You obviously began your life doing different types of things. You're an entrepreneur.
Small businessman, all my life. Small businessman. Started off with gas stations and got into real estate development. I did lectures throughout Asia on investments and for 5 years, and made some money and bought the Bunny Ranch. That was my first one.
Okay, now why would you buy it? Why would you buy a brothel?
Well,
I mean, this isn't obviously something that you talked about around the table with mom and dad, I don't think.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, the reason is that it's an exclusive business. It's like you're in Reading, correct?
I am.
Okay. Well, what would it be like if you had one of four liquor licenses in Reading? You'd have it locked up and you'd make a lot of money. And so I looked at this business and I thought, wow, you know, this is a business that there's not many of. I mean, there's only 18 places in the United States that's legal. Okay, 18 brothels, that's it, no more. And so if I can own one of these 18 places in the United States, what a great deal this is. And so that was my logic in it. And
so it was an economic reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, when you can have one of a small amount of anything, I don't care if it's a dry cleaners or a trucking company, gas stations, whatever, I mean, I thought, you got to make some money.
And so your due diligence on it was, hey, look, this place is for sale. Okay, let me look at your books, that whole thing.
Yeah, but you don't get anything out of it because it, in those days, nobody wanted to pay any taxes. It was a cash business, and there was no books. I didn't look at anything. I looked at the lifestyle this guy led, and it all started, and I outlined all this great uh-huh. stuff in my book, is that it started when I met a girl in Reno, didn't know she was a working girl, dated her for a while, she finally told me the truth, and then she talked me into coming out here. First night out here to take a look at the place, I met a guy came in, a client came in, and his buddy, and he couldn't make a decision on picking a girl. And so he said, I'm going to party with everybody. I want to party with two right now, but I'll party with everybody in the next week, I promise, because it was 28 girls, and that was Andy Kaufman. And his partner, Bob Zamuda, who went on to found Comic Relief. Now, Andy was a great friend of mine. I write about him in the book, and I got great pictures of Andy there. And Bob's still my friend, and he stays here a couple nights a week because he has a home in Lake Tahoe. But that's where it all started. And one night in about 78, Kaufman says to me, because the prostitution business is get in, get it done, get out of here kind of a business. And it's not a real, they're not real pleasant because it's illegal in most of the world. So Kaufman says, Dennis, here's the deal. You're a small businessman. You own gas stations. Buy this place. You understand business. You'll make it work. And the motto is going to be Dennis Hoff's world famous Moonlight Bunny Ranch, not just sex and adventure. And you're going to sell the adventure as much or more than the sex. Because what's the most pleasure we get out of this place? Sitting here hanging out with a bunch of hot girls, having a Coke? Yep. And that's what you're going to sell. And that's been the formula, and it worked.
When you talk about this, the first thing that people will say on prostitution is exploitation of women.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I mean, it's a dirty, disgusting business till you legalize it. It's no different than prohibition. The liquor business was a dirty business, a lot of murders, a lot of corruption, extortion, terrible business. And what happened? They legalized it, and now the liquor business puts $6 billion a year back into the federal coffer and put all those criminals out of business. Same thing's happening with marijuana. The numbers racket was the mafia's number one money earner. Now you know what it is?
Lotto.
California Lotto.
Yeah, lottos are throughout the United States.
Prohibition does not work, and it's got to be changed with prostitution. So my girls, number one, they're all 18 years and up, proven by the county where they get their business licenses, so there's no question as to their age.
The girls all have business licenses.
Absolutely. And so they have to be 18, and it's not like I'm looking at their ID and winking and nodding and say, oh, yeah, you look ID, you look 18. No, the county checks it. Okay, so we know they're 18. So that takes out the age thing, because prostitution, like, you're not that far from Oakland, the worst sex trafficking place in America.
Yeah.
They've got just thousands, literally thousands of girls being sex trafficked in the Oakland area. So that takes out that. Age. STDs. STDs are a problem. You know, first of all, one out of four girls in America, per the CDC, in the young girl age group, the 15 to, I think it's 21 or 22, has an STD. One out of four. Okay? So our girls are tested weekly since 1981, and we never see anything, any problems at all. Barrier protection and weekly testing works, so we eliminate the disease issue. Exploitation? The exploitation is on us guys, because we want to be with different girls. We want a variety. We want to try different things so bad that we'll pay for it, and which is a smart way to do it, because you're not going to get caught. You're not going to get an STD. You're not going to get arrested for being with an underage girl, and you're not going to get robbed, because that's what happens. See, when the people that say exploitation, all this stuff, I totally agree with them, you know, but if you don't like the Bunny Ranch model of legal prostitution, then you need to Google search California sex trafficking and spend the next 2 months.
Well, we do. We have had a number of people that are opposing the sex trafficking side of it, and it's hard. No, we have, and so it's been horrible when you hear these stories. What's happening to these young girls and guys. That's happening now. Because where our location is, we're on a main channel here of people moving up and down the state. There's no disagreement about that, the sex trafficking part. It's interesting to hear, though, what your thoughts on it. But look, we need to take a break here.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Dennis Hoff, who is thinking about running for senator against Harry Reid. And frankly, I think, you know, it should be, you know, anybody but Harry that goes back there. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joes with great coffees, all types of cold drinks and warm drinks, any type of brew you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is absolutely top rate. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans get discounts. In Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back with Dennis Hoff right after these messages.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The Redding Chapter of Gun Owners of California presents the 6th Annual Fundraising Banquet and Auction, July 25th at the Holiday Inn. Gun Owners of California is the most effective, toughest fighting pro-gun organization in the state of California. So come by and get your tickets now. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Help support Gun Owners of California.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBod. Linda's on assignment today. We're here at 10 minutes till 8 in the morning. It's 77 degrees out there. It's going up. How hot's it getting today there, Bad Bob?
We're looking for a high. Might brush the century mark, but we're not expected to get into the triples today. Tomorrow's a different story.
Tomorrow we get hot again. That's right. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business right here in town. Give them a call, 365-3793. Our guest is Dennis Hoff, who is a businessman, a entrepreneur, and a soon-to-be politician. Is that true, Dennis?
Well, I'm sure thinking about it. You know, we have an exploratory committee, and the problem with this, like, I don't like to use the W word. In fact, I'll ask a customer to leave any of my 7 locations if they do. But these politicians are bigger whores than my professional working girls ever thought about being. It's a dirty business.
Well, you know, one of the things when I said, when I advertised this, was that we were going to talk about the similarities between the businesses.
Well, I'm going to do a T-shirt. Okay.
Yeah.
Buddies, or it's either going to be buddies or hooker bunnies are better than politicians. They're more honest.
Well, why do you want to get into this business? I mean, Harry Reid, first of all, he is formidable in some ways, but I understand that he's also very vulnerable in the state, that he may not even run again. Is that
true? He's not going to run again. No, there's no question. He's not going to run again. And I think that whole thing of falling off the exercise equipment, I think that's BS. I think that's a way for him to bow out with dignity. You know, it's a very, very dirty business. But here's what happens. I have no interest in politics at all, except when it's time to vote. And I work hard to get the girls every election cycle. I get them involved in it. And they pick a candidate, and we all get behind it, and we have fun with it. Because I just think it's healthy that the girls get behind it. I have 540 girls now. I think if you go to BunnyRanch.com, I mean, you're going to be there all day long looking at pictures. So I do that. And this year, it was Hookers for Hillary. Last time it was Ron Paul. Actually, it was Obama. The last time they voted, they wanted to vote for Obama. Then, at the last minute, this idiot put in. There was a bill that came through, and somebody hung something on the bill about reopening the slaughterhouses of horses in Nevada, which hadn't been done in 75 years. At one time, there was 3 or 4 million horses roaming the West.
Right.
And now it's down to like 50 or 75,000. So they come in here every day, the horses, the wild horses out of the mountains and get water. So when that happened, they said no. And then they went to Ron Paul. But at least get some thinking about it. So this time it's Hookers for Hillary. And some of their reasons are good. The primary reason is Obamacare. Like it or hate it, one of the things about Obamacare is that they can't eliminate people. Now, the legal prostitutes, now most of these girls are six-figure income girls. Top girls are earning mid-six-figure incomes. So they're professionals. And earning that kind of money, we're not allowed to buy insurance because the insurance companies painted them with the same brush that you have with these illegal prostitutes in California running around with diseases and drug addicts and all that kind of stuff. And so it was brutal for them. So that's the main reason the girls want to support Hookers for Hillary.
Well, let me ask a question on this. Two questions.
Okay.
One, what kind of girls attracted to this type of lifestyle?
Well, the girl in my bedroom right now, the girl I live with, I'm going to give you an example. Fan of Cat House.
Remember, we're on open line here, and
absolutely.
So it's not be too graphic, but okay.
Oh, I never am.
I know.
It's never the seven words. I do O'Reilly. I do Hannity.
Okay.
Barbara Walters loves me. So the girl in my bedroom right now, the girl I live with that I love to death, a fan of Cat House. Okay, and my HBO show on 13 years in 67 countries. Loved it. Curious. Very, very conservative, Michigan, Midwest background, very religious. Fan of the show. University of Michigan. Cheerleader. Graduated. And had this enormous debt. She wanted to continue her education, but didn't have the money. And so she came to the Bunny Ranch and paid her school loans off in a very short time. 3 months, she paid off $45,000 in school loans. Went back, started working on her master's, and now we're in love. She came back here. She lives with me. She commutes to San Francisco, and she's 7 months from a PhD. That's the kind of girls we're getting. My ex-girlfriend's same way, college graduate, multiple degrees, smart girl. When you make something legal, you take the criminals out of it. When you make something illegal, marijuana, liquor, sex, who's in the business? The criminals. The only people in the business are the criminals. Look what's happened with marijuana. The cartel has lost so much income. You know what they're doing now? Underage trafficking and heroin. That's a fact. Because marijuana isn't illegal enough for them anymore. So when you make something legal, like the Bunny Ranch, there's an image, you know, a prostitute. The image that the right wing and the media has for a prostitute is underage, ethnic, short shorts, street corner, crack pipe, and a pimp down the street, waiting to pick her up. No, when you legalize it, it changes all that. Half of my girls have better educations than I do. 27% of them have master's degrees. I've got a girl here right now working. It's a professor. Graduated. She's a professor. She's got $106,000 in school loans. She's here working this summer trying to retire her school loans. That's the kind of girl you get in here. When the Great Depression recession came in 2008, role reversal. Dad was a county worker, an auto worker, worked in the movie industry. The job went away. Mom comes to the Bunny Ranch and part-time makes a six-figure income, and Dad stays at home and takes care of the kids until he can get a real job again. That's who works at the Bunny Ranch.
Okay. My guest is Dennis Hoff, has been, because we got to run here, Dennis.
Okay.
An entrepreneur owns the most more brothels in the world, probably, or at least in Nevada, than anybody does. He's running against Harry Reid, even though Harry's probably not running now, as we've found out. There's a lot of things about, maybe we can come back, because I've got several more questions with this.
And I'd like to have you talk to one of the girls, too, that understands the business, the ins and outs of it, and we want to talk about it, because the more people are educated, the more they see that I got it right and California's got it wrong.
Well, California's got it wrong so many ways. I mean, you prostitution is just has to be down like number 20 in the list there. Okay, Dennis, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet.
Fun.
All right. Hey, Dennis Hoff owns the Bunny Ranch and several other brothels there. You know, there's more questions on this. It's also that it's painted in such a way. He's right, though. I mean, if it's illegal, it's in the shadows. If it's legal, it's out. The girls are tested. They get their fingerprinted. They can't have records and all these kind of things. Anyway, how much time we got?
About that much.
About that much time. All right, he will be right back. We're going to be talking mental health and the county of Shasta. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama says every path to a nuclear weapon will be cut off for Iran under the agreement announced today in Vienna.
The United States, together with our international partners, has achieved something that decades of animosity has not. A comprehensive, long-term deal with Iran that will prevent it from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
The House Speaker John Boehner disagrees with the terms of the deal.
The deal that we have out there, in my view, from what I know of it thus far, is unacceptable. It's going to hand a dangerous regime billions of dollars in sanctions relief while paving the way for a nuclear Iran.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, meanwhile, says the deal is a, quote, bad mistake of historic proportions. Also at SRNews.com, Mexico's Interior Secretary says Joaquin Guzman, the renowned drug lord, must have had inside help to escape from a maximum security prison west of Mexico City last weekend. David Gaddis is a former DEA official in Mexico and appeared on CBS's This Morning.
His people were tunnel digging specialists, and he used a tunnel to escape. If he was able to do that inside the prison, I'm certainly sure he was able to go ahead and continue his control of the empire from behind bars.
But now some 32 prison employees, including the director, are being questioned. Americans cut back their spending at stores and restaurants last month.
The Commerce Department says there was a 0.3% drop in retail sales in June. It's the weakest showing since February's harsh winter weather kept shoppers indoors. Economists had expected that consumers would rein in their spending following May's 1% gain. However, the reversal was much sharper than projected, a sign that consumers remain cautious despite robust job growth in the past year.
That's SRN's Jeremy House, and the major index is doing well on Wall Street. The Dow's up 36. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
A fund that was set up to compensate victims of GM's faulty ignition switches is out with new totals of deaths and injuries.
The fund says faulty ignition switches were responsible for at least 124 deaths and 266 injuries. Families that are being offered compensation under the fund are given at least $1 million. Each claimant has 90 days to accept or reject a compensation offer. In the affected cars, the ignition switch can slip out of the run position, which causes the car to stall and disables the airbags.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon reporting. A 50-year tour of the solar system by various spacecraft culminating today with NASA's New Horizons probe zooming past Pluto.
We've done that with Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. We visited Mercury. We have orbiters around Mars.
That's astronomer Gerard Van Bell. Pluto, he notes, was still considered a planet when the probe was launched more than 9 years ago. This is SRN News. Conservationists and rival fishermen raising concerns about the high catches of Atlantic herring taking place in New England waters these days. Meanwhile, natural gas has surpassed coal as the top source of U.S. electric power generation for the first time ever. The research company SNL Energy, in a new report using data from the Energy Department, says about 31% of electric power generation in April came from natural gas and only 30% from coal. It's the first time those figures have been reversed. A search resumes today for two people and their missing plane after a 16-year-old survivor managed to hike out of the rugged mountains of north-central Washington state.
She said she was a 16-year-old girl. She was involved in a plane crash. And she had been hiking for 2 days and hiked out to the highway where a car picked her up and brought her to the store.
Okanagan County Sheriff Frank Rogers, the plane wreckage and the girl's two step-grandparents still have not been found. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabaugh. Linda's on assignment this morning, 8:06 in the morning here on the 14th of July, a Tuesday. Phone lines here 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, I know that we have weather today because I looked outside.
We do have weather. In fact, it is 75 degrees in Reading right at this time. Look for a high today flirting with the century mark. We're going to call it about between 96 and 99, depending on where you're at. Overnight low will be around 70, and tomorrow's high pushing into the triple digits with a said to be about 101. Moves up to 105 on Thursday, and as we head deeper into the week, it will continue to warm up. No chance of rain in the immediate future. Possibly something coming in on Sunday night.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer during the summer. Locally owned and operated, a veteran-owned business with senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years, and you know what, with this heat the way it is, they're very, very busy, as you could possibly imagine. But there's always room if you have an emergency at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Another better-known business, Alliance Heating and Air. You know, in the last segment, we had a gentleman by the name of Dennis Hoff on, who is says he's running against, or it's exploratory committee against running for Senate against Harry Reid in Nevada. Of course, he's an entrepreneur who owns several brothels, seven. He owns more than any other place. And Bob asked me after it was over, he says, I don't guess there's any chance for remote here. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, there's probably no chance at all, because all I'd have to do is say, Brenda, guess where Bob wants to have a remote?
She'd laugh,
and your life as you know it would end. At least mine would. So, I don't know. It's a, you know, there's a lot of questions. There's still, you know, like, okay, this is the kind of girl saying, but what about damaged? How many girls are damaged out of this? You know, it's
morally.
Mentally. It's mentally. I'm talking about mentally. It's like, you know, you see, you know, every time you read studies of this, you know, somebody gets, you know, some of the girls, you know, these girls that get into pornography. Yeah, they make money too, but you know, so many of them at the end of it are don't make it through.
They end up in drugs and mentally damaged. And speaking of which,
brings us to our next guest, Dean True, who is the branch director of adult services. No, not those kind of adult services we just talked about, but right here in Shasta County. But you also you cover so many different areas here that you're in head of.
Yes, the adult services has many different programs.
And the but you know, you're the one that we were. Can you go through all of them? I mean, you've got so many that we were talking about earlier.
Sure. Under my umbrella is in-home supportive services, adult protective services, public guardian, mental health, and drug alcohol services. There are, because we are an integrated health and human services agency, there are elements of those happening in other branches of the health and human services agency as well.
Okay. You know, one of the things, if you hear something in the background, it's Kids Unlimited, which are in the studio next door singing their little hearts out, and they are loud, and they are good. They were with us earlier today. We've had a very eclectic group of people on today. Kids Unlimited, Dennis Hoff, and now, of course, Dean True. One of the things that, and we were talking a little bit about this, Dean, is that I'm one of those people that says, you know, that we need more space in jails. We need, you know, when the board of supervisors turn down this additional space for whatever reason that they could come up with, that, you know, they didn't, anyway, they turned it down. And, you know, and the community as a whole was upset. We need more space. We're turning people loose right and left, right and left. We arrest them, bring them down, turn them loose. So I said, you know, we need to build double the jail space we have. And then I've been reading a lot about, there's another side to this, that the mental health portion of jails also plays a big part, that our prisons and our jails have become the, you know, de facto mental health facilities for people with these problems. They get arrested, they get put into jail.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate.
And so now, and one of the this is one of the reasons that I wanted to bring you in to talk about this. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the more you learn about our mental health facilities here in Shasta County, a lot of money's been cut away from the facilities and from the be able to do your job. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about was, sure, what are the capabilities here in Shasta County?
Well, we have lots of different programs going on right now. I mentioned to you just before we came on the air that approximately, not quite maybe 2 years ago, Shasta County got a new inpatient psychiatric, 16-bed psychiatric facility. That's for accepting people who are on 5150, danger to self, danger to others. So that was, mm-hmm, a great addition. Within the last year and a half, you've probably heard the term maybe collaborative courts. Shasta County, we began a behavioral health court, or what's sometimes referred to as a mental health court. These would be individuals who may have found themselves charged with a felony, but a team, and that team consists of the court, the judge, district attorney, public defender, mental health, probation. We get together and we go, but for this gentleman's untreated mental illness, this crime would probably not have happened. And so we work with that individual to voluntarily kind of divert out of the jail and voluntarily participate in intensive outpatient services. That's something we just started within about the last year and a half.
How's that worked?
It's working well. It's like any new program, much like the rest pad, the new acute psychiatric facility as well. It takes a while to get these things up and running. As a matter of fact, we just had our first graduating class. There were two people from the behavioral health court. It's approximately a 12-month program by which individuals are committing themselves to going to groups a couple times a week, taking their medications. So there's a lot of intensive case management on the mental health side. And then probation is there to say, we want you to keep you on the up and up.
Are they provided housing and all this?
It is one of our goals to make sure they secure housing, and the two graduates have. So one of the jobs for both probation and the case manager is to help that individual secure stable housing. One of the things that I had heard you might be interested as well is we also operate, the county operates, a 15-bed crisis residential and recovery center. So it's a 15-bed facility that's licensed by community care licensing. It's board and care. It's also certified by the state for crisis residential services. People can stay for approximately up to 30 days. So when there are individuals who find themselves, you know, momentarily without housing, or maybe their housing is collapsing on them, we have the ability to move them into the CRIC. We call it the CRIC. We have the ability to move them into there and give them a little more of a soft landing, work with them for maybe 2 or 3 weeks at trying to secure some housing.
Okay. The court the that you had, it's taken a year and a half.
The behavioral health court.
Right, and it takes a year to get somebody through it.
Uh-huh. It could take longer.
It could take longer.
Could take longer.
Is this, and how many people started?
We started very small, and when you say people, I assume you mean the clients that would be participating
right.
in that. Right now, we're up to, we seem to bounce around between 10 and a dozen people in the program right now. It's an intensive program. I refer to it sometimes in mental health, where there's a term full-service partnership, which means that you have a case manager that has a caseload of only 15 people, because these are individuals that need intensive support on a regular basis. In other words, almost maybe not quite daily contact, but supporting support around them to keep them on a straight treatment path.
So what would you say, okay, so you've got two people that have just graduated from it.
Uh-huh.
Your success ratio then would be...
I don't have that number with me right now. I believe when I was looking at some of the screening, not everyone is appropriate for the behavioral health court, and mm-hmm. it is a voluntary program. So we've gotten lots of referrals. I believe we've received somewhere between 20 and 30 referrals. There are people who've been accepted into the program who, unfortunately, have fallen out of the program, but I don't have those exact numbers with me.
Okay. I was just looking at,
yeah.
Ratio of success here. I mean, if you're right. putting a lot of effort, a lot of people, and there's probably a lot of money.
We are,
realizing just starting out, too.
Yeah, it's a new program, and right. we're going to keep trying to track these numbers. I can tell you, though, when we modeled it obviously off of other counties that have these programs,
mm-hmm.
and they have more concrete examples of success rates, and
okay.
clearly one of the reasons why we adopted it.
All right. Well, that was good. Glad to hear that. We're looking at other models
Absolutely.
Of this and seeing how they're doing it. And if it is a success, then maybe it's something we can adopt. All right, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business that can fix chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst can help you with this. He guarantees his work. Many places don't do that. And he fixed a crack in my windshield. I know you're probably tired of hearing this, but it's been 7 years, and you still can't see it. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Dean True, the Branch Director of Adult Services right here for Shasta County, is my guest.
Clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Lyle Lovett and his large band are returning to Redding's historic Cascade Theater. This four-time Grammy winner is a music icon, fusing country, swing, jazz, and the blues. He'll bring it all to the Cascade Theater stage Wednesday, July 15th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now to the general public. Get yours today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Drive it at Redding Kia.
Lease a brand new 2015 Optima LX, 2015 Soul Base, 2015 Forte LX, or 2016 Sorento LX for zero down, zero due at signing, zero first month's payment, and zero security deposit.
Or choose from great customer cash offers like $1,500 on new 2015 Optimas and Fortes and $1,000 on 2015 Sedonas and 2016 Sorentos.
Ranked number one in 2015 in initial quality by J.D. Power in the non-luxury segment, every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
Redding Kia, where their goal is to give you more for your trade-in every day.
Sign it and drive it.
Subject to prior sale plus tax license, any dealer documentation, processing charge, any emission testing charge. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for lease offer. 36-month lease on approval to credit ends 9/8/15.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lundabad. It is 8:21 in the morning, 77 degrees out there, going up into the high 90s, but not into the triple digits. Of course, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, 14th of July. 8:22 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 6 years ago, John Bastiani and his beautiful wife began Bastiani Arms right in the middle of a huge recession, and they have been a success. Why? They know what they're doing. First of all, they provide the finest customer service you're going to find anywhere in the area when it comes to buying long guns or pistols. They have all different types of selections. They have firearms on sale, not all the time, because they give fair prices. They have very fair prices down there on all types of shooting accessories, on ammo and guns. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. Give them a call at 222-8222. They have all types of classes also with concealed carry, hunting, hunter safety, all of these. Bastiani Arms. We're here with Dean True, who is the branch director for adult services right here in Shasta County. We're talking about mental health facilities. Now, we talk about the shortage for Shasta County in the ability, because the money's been pulled back and all this. But there's other services here in town that offer mental health.
Yes, one of the things I'm always trying to let people know is we're just a piece of the treatment continuum there. So there is Dr. Thomas Andrews has a very robust private practice, and he has another full-time psychiatrist with him. The Shasta Community Health Center, which is a huge provider here in Redding, and the community in general, has two full-time psychiatrists as well. There are individual therapists that have shingles, as including for services as well. So there are a variety of places. There continues to be talk about parity in terms of people's private insurance and the ability to receive mental health services there as well. I'll state the obvious, which is primary care physicians prescribe a large number of antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications in their private offices as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different services going on. The county is focused primarily, and our mandate and where our funding comes from is for people with more serious persistent mental illness, or on the children's side, children with serious emotional disturbance. So that's our focus, that and securing inpatient psychiatric beds for people in an acute distress or long-term residential. That's where the county tends to be focusing.
Okay. I understand that. I know there's a place that opened up about a year ago, and we were talking about that here. But are there somebody else told me, maybe I was talking to one of your people, that said that there's other facilities around here that can take people as inpatients in the general area. Or maybe I misunderstood.
Well, there are. So you may have heard Shasta Regional Medical Center within probably hopefully by the end of this year will be opening a 20-bed Gerald Psychiatric Unit. Over in Chico, Enloe Behavioral Health is a private hospital as well. I don't have, I don't myself interact as much with the private hospital since our focus is people who are in acute distress.
Right. When we, how many people, and I'm going to put you on the spot here because I already asked you this question.
Okay.
Are walking around out there.
Yeah.
That need, I mean, I see people walking. But our location is here downtown. We see, we have a, God knows, a cross-section of the world comes through here. The ones that are screaming at us, posters outside, the ones that are coming through with their heads straight up in the air, talking in some language we'll never know.
Well, I appreciate you asking that. So, again, I'm not going to attempt to say how many people out there have a mental illness.
It's not even counting the ones sitting in here.
Yeah, that's right. So I'll focus on, though, I can tell you, though, people sometimes don't appreciate, we do outreach. We have people who are going out and trying to engage people. But what sometimes people don't quite appreciate is, unless you are doing a couple things, obviously breaking the law, but if you look like you're a danger to self or danger to someone else, there can be interventions. Short of that, people may be experiencing mental illness, do not want to receive treatment, and there's no way that you can force that. Which then requires of us, which is probably a need, I would say, it's very intensive to engage those people on a regular basis. You might just start by saying, hey, how you doing today? I'm okay, you know, get away, whatever. You have to continue to create a relationship with that individual. That takes a lot of time. And so that's one of the areas that we may not have, we don't have enough funds to do more of that intensive, repetitive go out and outreach to people who people may see walking around who do have mental illness, but they are not inclined to receive treatment. We spoke a little earlier about the fact that medications are frequently the front line for these significant mental illness, but they carry side effects. And when people start feeling better, their thinking gets a little straighter. Unfortunately, one of the things they may start doing is not taking their medication.
Oh, I feel a lot better. I don't need that now.
That's right. Well, and it'd be like it's like kind of like a diabetic. Yeah. Well, my blood sugar's in control. I don't think I'll take my insulin. Well, that's not a good idea.
That's why it's under control, everybody.
That's right.
You know, it's a it's so interesting because I mean we see, and as we said, you know, we watch people when people walking down the street. I can't tell if they're just drunk or if they're mentally disturbed.
Right.
One of the things, though, I asked you about was how many veterans you see. And it was gratifying to hear your answer here. So because veterans obviously are not immune to having mental problems.
They're not. And most of the time, if a veteran comes in, if they are in some way, and we can maybe even assist with that, if they're connected with the VA, there are psychiatric services here in town at the clinic. And so that's where a lot of people will receive their services.
And you work in a partnership with them, because one of the things during about the case, you know, when you're doing the court cases is, tell, you know, when I asked you about that, how you would work with the VA.
We would. To my knowledge, I don't think we've had a fully connected veteran come under the behavioral health court, which would have meant they committed a felony. And then,
right.
But we would work with them. We have worked with other partners in the community to provide. We tended to begin the program thinking people would receive their mental health services from county mental health. But relatively soon after the program started, we found that, in fact, people may be logistically up maybe towards Round Mountain area. And so we've been working with people to still have them involved in the program, but receive their mental health services from another provider.
Okay. But that can work, too.
Yeah, it can. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, my guest is Dean True, who heads up the adult services branch for the county of Shasta. We're going to start talking about some of the other areas that you're all working in, too, and also want to continue on the mental health. But I want to invite everybody to come down to View 202 this Sunday. They're having their Sunday brunch, and they've just kicked it off 2 weeks ago. And I can tell you the food is just excellent, and the service is just outstanding at View 202. And you have it's the only view of the river you can get, really, on from between here and Red Bluff. And Linda sings from 11:30 to 1:30 every Sunday down there with her group, with her ensemble. And give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations, because usually, you know, the veranda out there is sold out. And with the, you know, it's in the shade the whole time. Plus, you know, if it does get a little bit warmer, the misters come on. It's a very satisfying experience. View 202, every Sunday, brunch. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has always believed that we're all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting and educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. On Thursday, July 16th at 6 p.m., Orchard Nutrition Center will host noted speaker Eric Saracides, the founder and formulator of Michael Formulas Incorporated. In the past 7 years, Saracides has delivered lectures on the history and benefits of medicinal mushrooms at Stanford University, Southern Oregon University, and events throughout the United States. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for more seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
That'll help you keep up with technology.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National News with a local view. KCNR 1460. All I want to do
is have fun. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. It's a man's last stronghold there, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for veterans and seniors. I tell you what, it's the cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, Alpha Athens Avenue, across from the subway there. My guest is Dean True, who is the branch director for adult services right here for the county of Shasta. Was that Sink House right there?
The correct phrase is jazz on the veranda. This from high command.
Oh, okay. It's jazz on the veranda down at View 202. All right. Coming from the commander in chief of house. The other aspects that you work on is it adult protective services
there's adult protective services, which is a vital service. It's a great group of people. Primarily, they're looking to respond to concerns about elderly, most often being victimized either by fraud or physical abuse. They investigate, try to resolve those issues. They're a great team. In-home supportive services.
Elder abuse,
yeah.
A lot of that?
It's there. It's definitely out there. And I should say not only elder abuse, but they're also charged with helping people who are potentially can be victimized, and that could even be people with developmental disabilities or people with serious mental illness who are victimized. Adult Protective Services will also investigate and try to resolve those as well. So, no, it's definitely out there.
I know there's houses here in town that house adults that almost like transition houses. I don't know how else to put this, but assisted living houses for people that have got mental problems or...
Well, one of the terms we tend to use is board and care. There are definitely board and cares. There's a new board and care that's going to be opening up in Shasta Lake City called Ridgeview. We're really excited about this. It's going to be a great facility. It's going to have a 15-bed licensed board and care facility. Above it is going to have kind of independent apartments that can serve up to 12 people, and then another apartment down below that serve 4 people.
Now, how can you get into these things? Or what's the criteria, I guess I should say?
Yeah, the board and cares from the mental health side tend to be referrals from the Shasta County Mental Health.
Okay.
That's not exclusive. That we can have certainly partners. Certainly, Shasta Community Health Center that has psychiatric services for people can make recommendations for that. Dr. Andrews' office. So we tend to coordinate that. We'll be obviously contracting with that facility to find placement for people. There have not been enough beds in Shasta County for a long time. That's why I wanted to say we are very excited about this program opening up. There's a large facility over in LeBron. They take up to almost 49 people that have people with serious mental illness who really need a little more of a structured treatment environment, not locked, okay, and they're okay, but they kind of need that, hey, it's time to get up, time to take your meds, let's get some meals together, some activities, those kinds of things.
Well,
do you work with agencies like Northern Valley Catholic Social Services? Do you guys kind of cross-pollinate as far as referrals and stuff?
Absolutely. They're one of our contractors. They do a lot of services on the youth side, on the children's side.
I know a friend who got housing through them. And
absolutely.
It was excellent.
They have several homes. I worked over in Butte County. They did some homes over there, supported housing. They're a great partner.
Okay. You know, the... I've seen, like, the house across the street from us is a house that has people that kind of come in and out of it, but it's got a manager there, mm-hmm. and there's never been any problems or anything like this, but it's like 6 people mm-hmm. that live there.
Yeah.
And obviously it's some kind of, they walk around, it's not like they're locked up or anything, but there's obviously something going on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, not illicitly going on. That's not what I'm talking about. But are these kind of facilities we're talking about? Because this, I guess, owns 3 of them right here in town.
They can be. There are a lot of homes for people with developmental disabilities as well, and they'll be smaller. Maybe take 4 to 6 to 8 people mm-hmm. in private homes, and people will set up a business. Quite a few of them will be licensed by community care licensing, but that's not required. There are also people
who... It can just be set up without even being...
It really can be just a landlord-tenant. We sometimes refer to them as not board and cares, but room and board. So I pay an individual to have a room in that house.
Right. Okay. Yes. I think that's what I'm seeing here.
Okay. And it's possible.
Not that they've been a problem or anything. But, you know, it's like if you had 16-year-old twins, you'd probably have more problems across the street than they have.
Okay.
But it's always people moving in and out.
Yeah.
And, I mean... again, it's there haven't been a problem. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that. That's why I understand it. I can open one of those up. I just get a house with four bedrooms in it, and I can open one of these things, right?
Pretty much. I mean, you do need to be careful. Sometimes people do open these things up, and at some point, if they begin to look like a licensed board and care facility, that's when the county might kind of come in, or community care licensing actually would come in and say, what are you doing exactly? Who are these individuals? And they'd probably look at the level of ability, functioning of that individual. You know, if you're just a stand-up guy and you're renting a room from somebody, nobody's ever going to get involved in that. But if they're individuals, adults that have vulnerabilities, and for whatever reason there comes to be a question of what is the level of care happening there, then there are agencies that can maybe step in.
Okay. It's a lucrative business.
I don't know I can tell you this. Board and care facilities are classically, I would not characterize them as lucrative, which is one of the reasons why we don't have enough beds.
Well, board and care is not.
That's a licensed board and care.
That's a licensed board and care. They're inspected.
Correct.
They get X amount of dollars. Is that from the state? And county?
Frequently, people in licensed board and care facilities are on SSI, and so there's a certain amount of money they get, and then that individual signs over that amount, and then they get a certain amount of money for their own personal care.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the way I understood it.
Yeah.
Were the just a room and board?
That would be up to you and the landlord, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's an interesting thing because I've never seen it before until they moved across the street.
Yeah.
And again,
the guy
came around and he talked to all the neighbors and all this, and he gave his phone numbers and this.
Right.
And frankly, if there's been a problem, it's when the ambulances come in to take.
That's right.
Take care of them.
I was going to say one way that somebody might take a look at something if they thought it wasn't on the up and up is if somebody called in a concern to Adult Protective Services.
Right.
Adult Protective Services said this is either a vulnerable adult or an elderly adult, and I need to check it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm here with Dean True, who is a branch director for adult services here in Shasta County. And we've been talking about the mental health facilities here, that there's more and more opening up. It sounds like is there a light at the end of the tunnel that's not a train coming at us?
Well, I'm very heartened by the fact that, again, this Shasta Lake City project is going on. We've got the behavioral health court going. Honestly, at some point, when the facility that the sheriff will be opening, the 64-bed facility, is designed to include rehabilitation on the jail side. So I think that can be a good thing at some point.
Now, you don't handle Child Protective Services. That's a different
group. I don't.
That's a different group there.
My coworker, Maxine Wada, is the branch director of Children's Services. That's
Children's
in her
Services.
Area.
Okay. How long have you been in this business, Dean?
Well, I've been an RN for over 30 years, and I've been in the mental health field for probably over 25 in different settings. I've worked at forensic units in state hospitals. I've worked in locked treatment facilities. I've worked outpatient.
You see more? Is there more mental health problems that you've seen? I mean, you've got a lot of experience in it.
I can't help
but think that, and this is my own probably bias here. But it seems to me that there's been more and more of this. Now, I don't know if it's because of the fact, like Bob said, is we threw a lot of pills at people for a long time, and then so that it's resulted in in it getting worse,
right?
Or if it's the fact that we've come up with less facilities, so you don't see them anymore. I know that once they said you can't hold a person against their will.
Right.
That there's been more on the street,
yeah.
But in your experience. Is there more?
Well, I think I'd say it this way. And you asked me about numbers. You know, when you read some of the articles and more journals and whatnot, they might say 3 to 5% of the population may have a serious mental illness. By that, I might mean, major depression, a bipolar, schizophrenia, those kinds of things. So our population has been growing. So I think there are larger numbers of people. I think there was, you're probably aware, there was a movement in California, and actually this was nationwide, to reduce the state hospital, the people in state hospitals. The problem with that grand plan, which was good, which was to bring people back to the community, was the communities weren't fully prepared with an array of full services. So I think we're finally getting ahead of that. There was a period of time, probably through the 80s and early 90s, where there was really, you know, what are we going to do with all these people who have been kind of, you know, there's been a lot of caretaking that went on with them in the state hospitals. And developing systems of care to provide those services, I really think we're beginning to get ahead of the curve. I would say that we continue to be, from my perspective, not really fully funded. You know, one of the major issues in the mental health field is stigma. And people are kind of afraid of people with mental illness. They're awed, those kinds of things. And that stigma, and this is my own opinion, I think that stigma somehow results in a little less than robust funding for people who have an illness that need care that is more complicated than going to the doctor and just, well, you have an infection, here's an antibiotic. It's more complicated than that. It's a real social integration. These people are isolated frequently.
I can tell you that a lot of veterans have been painted with this post-traumatic stress disorder paintbrush. And it has caused a problem with employment for a lot of them. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that the employment for veterans is up in the 15% or higher, is probably higher than that because those are just the known numbers, is because of that. And I agree with that. I believe that there's a social stigma to it. I don't know if it's in the case of veterans, they're throwing lots of money at it, but they're not throwing quality care at it in the sense of having people that really that can run this huge operation.
Yes. It's tough. It's very tough. And employment, to be honest with you, in the last 10, 12 years or so in mental health, we're trying to do more of a recovery-oriented services, which the old school, maybe 20, 30 years ago, was you have a mental illness, I'm terribly sorry, the best you can ever do is maybe live in a board and care facility.
Right.
Versus the recovery model, which says, wait a minute, let's see how far you can go.
Yeah, I've got a lot of questions here that I'm going to be asking you here.
Okay.
We've got to take a quick break, but one of them, the first one is, and it's just exactly what you're talking about, being able to work and go on. So a lot of good questions here.
Okay.
And we'll get to that right after the break. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy is the owner, operator, and he has a team of professional NRA instructors that provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. And if you don't have a weapon to take this course with, they will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take this course. And what they'll do after that then is help you pick out that weapon that's right for you. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check them out online, readingccw.com. We'll be right back. Our guest is Dean True, who is a branch director of adult services right here in Shasta County. Get the show on, get paid.
Hi, my name is Luke Verhoog, and I graduated from Redding Christian High School last year, and then received an academic scholarship to attend a large university in Texas. People thought Texas would be a culture shock for a California kid like me, but Redding Christian Schools prepared me well. Redding Christian follows educational standards required by the state, but what is unique about Redding Christian is that as a private Christian school, they have the freedom to teach kids how important it is to think for themselves. You must learn all sides of an issue, because that is the only way to find the truth and develop your own belief system. And a solid belief system gives you purpose in life. And believe me, in Texas, you are expected to stand strong in your beliefs and know your purpose. Speaking of purpose, that's something else I learned in high school. God wants me to encourage and uplift others, and I'm pretty sure He wants that to be your purpose too. So if you want to encourage and uplift others, I ask you to support Christian education by donating to Redding Christian School to help a local family with their tuition payments. Go to their website at readingchristianschool.com, click the donate button to donate online, or simply call them at 547-5600.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five-Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five-Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five-Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is 12 minutes till 9 o'clock today on the 14th of July, a Tuesday. 77 degrees going up to high 90s today. We're getting into the triple digits this weekend, tomorrow. And maybe even cooling off a little bit this weekend. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793, senior and veterans discount at Shasta Gas Propane. This weekend, it's time for wine, whiskey, cigars, and brew. VFW Post 1934 is putting this on let me get started one more time here. It's going to be at Veterans Memorial Hall down on Yuba Street. Tickets are only $10. It's going to have everything there. They're going to have music, food by the Asphalt Cowboys, who are doing tri-tip, which is always great. Live and silent auctions. There'll be 5 guns that are going to be raffled off. Barbecue drinks, cigar girls. They've got it all. Tickets are $10, and I have some tickets right here for the first person that calls. 605-4567. I have 2 tickets worth $10 a piece to admit one. Event has everything. It's got lots of vendors. With everything here, they're going to have wine cellars. They're going to have cellars there, vintners, all types of places that you can buy wine, and then different types of bourbons and, you know, tastings there. They're all part of your ticket and food. And, like I said, a chance to win several gift baskets, and, of course, guns. And I'm giving away these 2 tickets. Now, my guest is, and I'll be giving away some more tomorrow, too, and the next day, Dean True, who is the branch director of adult services right here in Shasta County. Now, I have a number of series of questions that came in on this. Let's start with the one about, do any of the ones that are in these homes have violent past, sexual predator types that go into these homes, these neighborhoods?
Yeah, and these are
in neighborhoods too, right?
Absolutely. And okay. I would say no, community care licensing, these more formal. You are always supposed to be vigilant for making sure that things are safe. Now, that's not to say that somebody might have a past, but if somebody, say, 10 years ago had something when they were not stable on their medications, it would not mean that they would be excluded from ever being in one of these homes. The sexual predator part, you're well aware of those laws, and frequently
you can't be within 1,000 feet of a school.
Well,
but I understand that's been sued. I mean, they sued in court about that.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that, but that's very possible.
Because what they were doing on some of the sexual predator, and I guess on the sex offenders, I guess I should say, as opposed to pedophiles, is that sex offenders, and they couldn't find any housing for them because
That's right.
they were within 1,000 feet of
That's right.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
So that they sued to get that changed.
Yeah. But these homes that I'm talking about on the mental health side are really for people with serious mental illness that have difficulty and
but
need
not,
help stabilizing in a housing situation. These are not, you know, really, they're not coming from the criminal from that perspective.
Okay. They're not from, okay.
Yeah.
The second question is, if they're able to, can they pay, okay, they pay rent with SSI. Can they work?
They can, and I'm sorry, I don't know what the limit is on that. There is a strict limit about how much money an individual on SSI can make, and they can make some without any impact to the SSI. But at a certain point, it could tip over, and that's one of the challenges when you're trying to help somebody get back on their, you know, really reach a level of functioning mm-hmm. that they want to be independent on. It's like, when do they kind of break from SSI and they really go full-time,
right,
you know, employment?
Into a job.
That's a real challenge, because because they could lose valuable services depending on what happens.
Okay, now there's two. The question is, and I think that we've got a little confusion here. Is that the homes are not supervised, not licensed. There's two types of homes we're talking about, and we've been talking about. One is a licensed home that takes that the. Is this correct?
No, no. That, and I'm sorry. I would say when you say homes, certainly that we use, those are licensed.
Those
individuals
are licensed.
Who open their house to rent to somebody, no, they are not regulated. But those are not in. Those are not facilities, say, that we utilize.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's two types here. It's the ones you are licensed. They are supervised. I mean, you
right.
come
oh,
down.
Absolutely.
You can come down and inspect.
Absolutely.
These other ones that I'm talking about is entrepreneur
yeah.
who rents a house.
Correct.
And moves in 4 to 6 people.
Right.
I don't think they can have more than a certain amount, but I may be wrong. And then they put a manager in the house to mm-hmm. kind of watch them,
mm-hmm.
and that's completely different. Now, the only way that you all would get involved with that is if somebody calls and said, I think that there's this person that's wandering around that needs help, and he's living in this house.
That's exactly
then you would
right.
come down. Then you
well,
would come down and
Adult
supervise.
Protective right. Services might come in and say, what is going on here? Yeah.
Okay. So it's and so what you're trying to do is in these houses is just get them to that next step,
right.
that they can then take care of themselves and yes. get a job and all that.
Correct.
Tough job.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Is there people are saying there's more, you know, you're saying that the population is larger, so it seems like there's more people out there.
Well, and then I coupled that with the fact that there was the move out of the state hospitals,
right.
and there's a move to keep people integrated into their communities. And again, there's a issue of stigma and that people are becoming more heightened aware of that. And you know, we haven't even gotten into, and I realize we're
yeah.
close.
Yeah.
You know, the other extreme challenge there is people with serious mental illness are also very prone to having drug alcohol issues, which
yeah.
only compound their problem.
Right.
So there's a lot of people that might have maybe more of a primary drug alcohol problem. But there may be a co-occurring mental illness.
Yeah, they burnt themselves out, too. I mean, some of them yep. just, I mean, those synapses don't work anymore.
There are people that go to psychiatric hospitalizations due to methamphetamine psychosis. Okay, but, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we got like 4 minutes left here,
sure.
Dean.
Yeah.
Okay, you're king. King Dean.
Okay.
What do we need to do in Shasta County?
Do we need a big
facility?
I would prefer that we try to be more robust in our outpatient services and more services in general that support people to prevent them from getting to that level where they need that secured treatment setting. That would be my ideal. You know, we're constantly, and I wouldn't possibly go into the funding problem, but people who we need to place into these secured locked treatment settings are quite expensive. And we're unable to leverage dollars, and by that I mean FFP, federal financial participation. Again, don't want to go too far into that. So my preference would be to have more robust outpatient services. One model is the assertive community treatment team, which is clinician, case manager, RN, who are able to go out and wrap around people. Certainly in children's services, wrap around is kind of the term that's used, which is you need to really kind of get around this person and provide a variety of assistance to them. So my preference is not to build a big place to move all these people. It would be to provide more robust services that would prevent them from having to go to those facilities.
Do we need a – you've got a 5150 place here now that can take 15?
16.
16. Do we need a 5150 place that can take 40?
We need a we absolutely could benefit from a 5150 place that can take children under 18. The facility that we have now is only for 18 and over. So a youth
– You get a lot of those, huh?
Youth? Yes, absolutely. So that would be quite beneficial. Could we use another inpatient unit in town? One of the challenges as well is there aren't enough beds, and there aren't enough beds that can help people who have an acute psychiatric problem, but they also got a co-occurring medical problem.
Mm.
A lot of these places are like, we strictly handle the mental health. We're not prepared to handle this medical condition as well as that. That's very difficult to find placement for.
It's getting any better. Yeah, it's getting any better.
Is what getting any better?
Our ability to handle these things.
Do you ever feel
overrun sometimes?
Well, yes. I think that would not
It's never ending.
Well, there are challenges. These are significant societal challenges to try to get ahead of the curve and to really provide comprehensive services.
Cool.
All
right. Dean True has been our guest. I got other things in here. It sounds like there's a number of these entrepreneur types that could have anybody in these houses. Sexual offenders, they could have anybody in there.
I guess that's true.
It's an independent thing. Yeah. And in fact, the one across the street, we asked the guy. He says, no, I don't have any sexual. I don't take those.
Yeah.
But the main reason is he's too close to school.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay, let's just be honest about it.
Okay.
All right, Dean True, Branch Director, Adult Services for Health and Human Services Agency in the County of Shasta. I appreciate you being here, Dean.
And thank you for having me.
A lot of questions you answered. And now tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Basinka will be our guest. It's going to be interesting talking to Tom about what happened with Matthew Graham and this whole case with Baby Ember. And he was, you don't see Tom Basinka angry very many times. Once when the jail got turned down, he was quite upset about them removing the ankle bracelet from Graham. So that'll be some of the things we talk about tomorrow, along with the photographer of the Rockstars Homeless Project. He'll be here tomorrow, too. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Sounding the alarm over the Iran nuclear deal.
What a stunning, historic mistake.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, joined by Republican leaders in Congress, denouncing the deal between Iran, the U.S., and five other major powers. House Speaker John Boehner.
This isn't about Democrats or Republicans. It's not a partisan issue at all. It's about right versus wrong.
And Boehner insists this deal is wrong. All wrong. But President Obama is warning Congress, don't try to stop it.
The president said he welcomes a robust congressional debate on the Iran nuclear deal, but he also issued a warning to lawmakers who are skeptical of the agreement.
I will veto any legislation that prevents the successful implementation of this deal.
Mr. Obama said it would be irresponsible to block the deal and claimed that doing so would increase the chances of more war in the Middle East. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
Well,